Hello there, guys, and welcome back to Football Takeover. I am here with yet again another player interview. Today it is someone in the defensive position. Normally we get attackers on, but this is two defenders in a row, and I would say it is Mr. Brick Wall. Welcome, Philip.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Yes. Thank you for joining us. We've had too many attackers, so we wanted some defenders.
I like it. Show some love to the defenders.
So we threw Noah out of the window for once.
That's a first.
It really is.
Especially with Kyle, yeah.
What do you mean?
So I just want to start this off real quick, getting this question out of the way. Would you prefer Real Madrid or Barcelona?
Barcelona all day.
Yes!
Dang.
Two in a row!
Man.
Apologies.
No, you're fine.
You're Madrid fans.
No, we get too many Madrid fans.
Yeah, I was always I'm like the biggest Messi fan. So when he was playing for Barca, I'd root for Barca just because I wanted him to win everything. Because I think the Messi-Ronaldo debate is kind of silly. And so I wanted him to win everything so that it would be over. And
I mean,
now that he's gone, I still root for Barca.
Fair enough.
I mean, that's basically me. That's a sad enough life for us.
Yeah, I would say I'm a Real Madrid fan, but I do respect Messi quite a lot. So
okay, there you go.
The reason I support Barcelona is because I have Crew 2 to lift my spirits.
I'm a Spurs fan.
First off, who's your prem team?
Arsenal.
Yes, sir. Oh yeah, you were part of the Arsenal.
About with half of our team, I think.
Yeah, sounds about right. All right, I'm gonna go ahead and get into the first question. So this was a favorite question by Noah and Tristan. Was what was your favorite memory of the off or not the, of the regular season? So that means no playoffs.
Oh wow, that's a good question. Geez, there's a lot. Okay, I mean, the first thing my head goes to, and this is, there's a couple, so hopefully that doesn't ruin the answer, but the first thing my head goes to, which probably most people haven't said, is that first game we played against Miami down in Miami. I think we lost, so I'm sure no one looks back at it. It's like a great day, but for me, that was my professional debut, and it was the first game in club history, and I think we all would have wished to have won the first game in club history, but kind of seeing where the season went and how we finished, like looking back towards that game, that was the first game that any of us had ever played together as a group. It was a bunch of guys from all different parts of the world, honestly, and all different teams previously coming together on the field for the first time. So I think that was really special for me, and to make that my first ever game was really special. But the result was disappointing, so maybe I would say then the next game when we beat Chicago for the first win in team history, that was a cool moment, kind of being able to share that with everyone in the locker room afterwards. And to just finally do that, I felt really good.
Yeah, that is definitely the most unique answer we've had yet.
Sure, yeah.
I'm trying to think of what other ones. I can't think off the top of my head.
I mean, there's, like, I would say, like, there was some interesting ones. Like, obviously, when we won, like, there was no supporter shield, I guess. But when we locked up, like, the best overall record at the end of the season, beating Cincy 9-0, that was pretty fun. So, I don't know. There's a lot, like, however many wins we had is however many great, great days we had. So that was hard to answer.
I mean, yeah, that is. Caleb, remind me to go back and ask Noah that question.
Will do.
All right. So I'll go ahead and get on to the next question. So you were obviously, I'm 99.9% sure, you started the final, right?
Yeah.
So what were your reactions like when you, like, went into the locker room and saw your name on that team sheet?
Yeah, it's super special, especially for a final. You want to be in those games. And more importantly, you want to be on the field in those games. So when you see that the coach has selected you and trusts you and that your teammate trusts you to be in those games, like, that's a really good feeling. And I think the cool part about our group is that it didn't really matter who they picked in that starting lineup. We were going to be ready and we were going to come out flying. So obviously Noah picked up an injury literally the day before, which kept him out of the starting 11.
So that's what kept him out.
But then Ryan comes in and has the performance that he has. So I think that was the nice part about this group. And it's something that gave us so much confidence, is that it didn't matter who was starting. It didn't matter who was on the bench. It didn't matter who was in the 18. We were going to perform, and we were going to perform to the standards of the club and the team. But of course you want to be a part of it. So when you walk in and see your name there, it's a special moment.
Yeah, fair enough. Caleb, do you have any questions?
I do have a good starting one. So I was actually at a lacrosse conditioning on the day of the 2022 MLS Super Draft.
Oh.
But I do remember that the pick that was used to select you was actually traded for by the crew. So kind of what was your feeling to know that they had, you know, traded to select you in the draft?
Yeah, great memory. I don't know how many people know that. Again, it's like it gives you that little bit more confidence going into preseason and going into your first, in my case, my first professional experience. Because you see guys get taken, and the way the super draft works now, sometimes teams have plans for guys they take, sometimes teams don't. Columbus always does, and when they traded to pick me and put that kind of that financial liability into getting me, like, that was, that made me feel wanted. And so when I saw that, I was just even more excited to get going, because I knew I was at a place that valued me. So it was, yeah, very exciting.
Yeah, I mean, not many athletes are normally, like, traded up in any sports.
True.
I mean, Caleb told me this one off scene. I'm like, so they basically called you Lamar Jackson.
I don't know if the MLS Super Draft and the NFL Super Draft are super comparable in that regard, but
I mean,
it's an interesting comparison.
It implies the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just one way to look at it. All right. I'm gonna ask another question. If I can, here it is. So this is a good question that I've heard. So you came in at the beginning of the season. You went through the whole season, and so you were there from the start of the capybara to the end of the capybara. What did it really look like for you? Like, did you know anything about this animal before this year?
I can honestly say I had never heard of a capybara before in my life before this season.
I don't think anyone else had.
Yeah.
It was awesome, though. Really, it was awesome. Like, you never know what to expect when you're a part of the second team, because obviously the first team has created a fantastic fan base. And one that stands out in the league, but you never really know, like, when you add the second team, like, how the fans are going to embrace the team and whether they're still going to focus just on the first team or, but to see the support we did get from them was just incredible. And then to create this identity kind of separate from everything else that the most historic club in MLS has was really remarkable. And and we talk about it a lot. Like, we were all on Twitter, and so we saw it like sort of start to develop. And we'd come in the morning and we'd be like, "Hey, did you see this? They're calling us like the capybaras now." and it went like that for a little bit, like for a couple weeks. It was just on Twitter, like a couple fans were calling us the capybaras. And then I remember the league at one point tweeted, after we won, they were like, "Another win for the capybaras," and that got sent around in the group chat, and people loved that. They're like, "The league is calling us the capybaras now. Like, this is crazy." And then we got asked to go to the zoo and do this whole thing with the capybaras, and so it just grew into something that, honestly, is beyond my wildest like imagination. Like, we hoped there would be fans that would come to the games and support, but you never know. No one in that locker room expected us to create this like completely unique identity just for our team in whatever it was, 6 months, 7 months. So it was incredible. And I think now we all, oddly enough, we have some connection to capybaras. So it's a lot of fun.
I mean, yeah, it was a lot of fun. I wasn't there at the very beginning. I didn't follow Crew 2 that much. But then, like, probably the third or fourth weekend, I forget what game it was. I went to a random game, and then there was just one of the staff lady. I can't remember her name. Oh. She was always by the Nordeca at Historic.
Donna.
Yes.
Yeah.
She always had the capybara little stuffed animal.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what got me really into it, was the fact of seeing her with that. Just like, yep, this is my team.
It was, I mean, I remember when guys would go and play for the first team. I think it, like when Jason and Mo would get subbed in and the Nordec would start chanting capybara. And okay, we'd be sitting at these games watching.
Yes.
And we would just look at each other and be like, this is incredible. Like, this is incredible. Because there's a handful of fans that we knew, like, were really good supporters for us. They came to every game. They were aware of what's going on. But to get the whole supporter section chanting at a game, we did. There was a couple moments that were, like, pinch-yourself moments where we looked at each other and we were like, "This, like, they actually created something with us, and it's super cool."
Yeah. I mean, I remember when Jason first came in, it was just, like, a minute of chanting capybara.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was a mental time. Caleb, do you have another question?
This one isn't actually soccer related. Just so obviously you've been here almost a year now. what is your favorite thing, like bar sports, to do in the city of Columbus?
That's a good question. I live a little bit outside of the city, so there's the High Banks Metro Parks is right, like a couple minutes from where I live.
Mm-hmm.
So me and some of the guys that live near me, we all go, like, we love going on walks and hikes through there. There's a nice spot you can go out, like, towards, like, at the sunset, and you can get out to this, like, little overlook. Mm-hmm. So that kind of year round, that's my favorite thing to do. And then in the summer, I started going paddleboarding a lot. And so that was a lot of fun as well.
Where in the hell do you go paddleboarding in Columbus?
Allen Creek is where we would go. And there's a little marina. And you can go out paddleboarding. It's really beautiful. It's nice.
Super that makes quiet. Sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm actually a pretty big hiking guy myself. I love High Banks, actually. So I know you're
okay. There you go.
Nice, yeah.
So wait, is it you and Tristan go out for hikes like every week?
I do not go out with – I have not hiked with Tristan before.
Oh.
But he might go out with – I mean, I don't know. He could be going out with his girlfriend or someone else.
Because he mentioned to us that he loves hiking.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's a big outdoors guy. I know his girlfriend's super outdoorsy too, so it could be her. But there's a bunch of guys that live in the general vicinity of where we live, so
Makes more sense that way. Caleb. Oh, no, it's my turn. So what was your reaction? So what was your reaction when Gano scored that goal against Toronto?
A mix of relief and, yeah, indescribable excitement.
Okay, and then what was your emotion when you heard those three whistles at the end of the St. Louis game?
Pretty similar, to be honest. That was less relief, a little bit of relief, actually. But that was mainly just, like, joy. It was just such a good moment. Like, the club had worked so hard for it, and to see it – to see us all deliver on something that we wanted so badly was super special. So everyone on the field, but then in the front office, behind the scenes, like you mentioned, Donna, like everyone deserved that moment, the fans. And so to see it happen in Columbus, like at lower.com was, yeah, pure joy.
I mean, yeah, it was like pure joy. I was up in the cage when it happened. I don't know how I got into the cage. Don't ask me. But it was just a mix of emotions. Because it was like, let's go. Was the main thing.
Yeah,
it was pure excitement. Caleb, do you have a question?
I do. Well, you mentioned that, of course, the final was at lower.com. So, would you say you prefer historic Chris Stadium or lower.com field?
I've been asked this a couple different times, and I don't have a good answer. It's really tough. I would say I like playing at lower.com because the field is grass, and the field is really nice. And so I think it suits our style of play better. And so I think we can kind of play the way we want to when we're at lower.com. But there is something very special about being able to play home games at historic Crew Stadium. Like, that stadium means so much to Columbus and to United States soccer as a whole, that to say we get to call that place our home stadium is incredibly special. And there's no team in the league that has a stadium that compares to it. So I don't know. It's tough. I enjoy playing at both of them, but I don't know if I could choose one.
That's a great answer.
That's a common answer as well.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like, on one hand, you have a field in which Landon Donovan and Clint Dempsey each called home.
Yeah.
But then you have the bigger upgraded stadium inside of the city. So.
Yeah.
That is a hard choice.
If they could bring historic Crew back to grass, then I think it'd be a no-brainer.
Is it turf now?
Sorry?
Is it all turf right now?
It's turf, yeah.
Oh. Dang. They're missing a memo there. You got to put in the words to the groundsman.
I think it gets used for a lot more than soccer now, so turf makes more sense.
Yeah, because it's the Luke Combs stadium. Yeah,
exactly.
That concert was brilliant. I don't know if you went to it.
I did not, unfortunately.
I know a lot of the crew too were there, though.
Yes.
Yep. I saw Marco there, so that was kind of cool.
Yep. He had a great time.
He always has a great time.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
All right, so I'm going to ask you a question. So the day or two before we recorded with Noah, Noah infamously drew something.
Oh, God.
I'm guessing you can guess where this is going.
Maybe.
I forget how he drew you on the whiteboard.
Oh, yeah. This is recent.
Yeah, this is the whiteboard drawing from Noah.
Yeah.
What were your reactions when he drew you on the whiteboard?
I had no reaction because I did not see myself.
Were you not on it?
I was, but I came into the locker room and I looked at the board and there were so many other absurd drawings of people that stood out that my little kind of full board stick figure did not stand out to me.
Yeah, yours does not stick out.
So he actually had to point it out to me. And then I thought it was funny, but, you know, it's a little uncreative. That's all I'm going to say. Like, everyone knows I'm tall. There's other features about my head that you can make fun of that I think would be funny, but that's all right.
At least it didn't get drawn as a little meatball.
Sorry?
At least it didn't get drawn as a meatball.
No comment.
That's a fun one.
That was the best moment when Noah called Marco a little fat meatball.
Wow, Noah is really exposing people. I'm gonna have to ask him about this.
Has he never told you this?
What he calls Marco?
Yeah.
No, that, yeah, we all have heard that, but I didn't know. I didn't know this stuff was leaving our team. That's all.
It's not even like he texted it. No, he said it on the podcast proudly.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. Okay, ask me a question about Noah so I can, you know, diss on him.
Oh, okay. I like this. All right,
I'm just kidding.
How could Noah have made your drawing better?
Oh, okay.
No, that's for him to figure out. He's the artistic genius. He figured out all the other ones. So,
I mean, the immediate answer is say, put down the marker and grab the eraser.
Yeah, there you go.
Or get off FIFA.
Yeah, a little less FIFA, a little more character drawings.
You just need to sign him up for an art class at like Columbus State or somewhere.
That'd be funny.
I mean, yeah.
Maybe that's what I'll get him for Christmas.
Like a coloring book.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be hilarious.
We already owe him an X Series X, Kyle, so.
No, Tristan's buying that.
That's right.
You're buying him an Xbox?
No, Tristan is. We don't have the money for that.
Why is Tristan buying him an Xbox?
Tristan's going to steal his PS5 and give him an Xbox.
I was just about to say, he already has a PS5. I don't think he needs another one. He spends enough time on it as it is.
That's the point. We're going to try and get him off it.
He'd be so mad.
I mean, that's... Yes, he would.
He loves his PS5.
That's all we hear about every single time when Noah gets brought up.
I think that's what Noah... I mean, I think that's how Noah spends most of his time is on... When he was deciding on whether or not to buy his PS5, he would come in to the facility and he'd be like debating it. And I don't have a video game console. I don't play video games, so I don't really care. But he would tell me and he would tell me he's put in so many hours on his PS4 every day that that he feels like he's earned a PS5.
What? Like a point system on like an app.
It was like, yeah, okay, you've been playing so many video games, you deserve it, bud. Go buy yourself a PS5.
Oh, man, that's great. That is great.
See, there you go. Now we got something to diss on Noah for. Oh, that's brilliant.
That's fantastic.
The issue is that he's proud of that stuff, though. So
why is he?
It's going to be hard for you to kind of turn that on him.
So we need to get Gano into his room, just figure out how much time he spent on FIFA already.
Oh, he would, if you asked, well, maybe he wouldn't expose himself fully, but if you asked him, I would just add like another plus 1 hour per day.
Plus 1 hour per day.
Like if he says 4 hours, it's probably five.
At least. You know, that's the best. That was good. All right. Next question, if I can think of one. So this is one that we haven't really got a solid answer on yet. But you have one or two words to describe Laurent Courtois.
Chaos mastermind.
Fair enough.
Fair. I mean,
that's how I would describe him.
Okay. That I was not expecting that.
What were some of the other ones that were given?
I mean, Tristan was.
He said goat, right?
The goat.
Yeah.
Fair.
Noah said comedy master. Or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, Noah's really trying to get on his good side with that one.
Oh, no.
I mean, Tristan put $20 that he would beat up JT in the ring.
Who?
Laurent versus JT.
I would bet everything I own that Laurent would beat up JT in the ring. JT stands no chance. I would honestly bet all my money that Laurent would beat up everyone on our team in the ring.
Is it the jiu-jitsu?
Yeah, the guy's a beast. He's in the gym. He's in the gym every day. Like, he's probably the strongest one in the club.
Really?
Yeah, I would never get in the ring with that guy. That would be crazy.
I mean, strongest one, that's saying something.
Yeah, that everyone.
Who's like the strong first team player? I can't.
Jonah? Jonathan
Mecca?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
He probably is the strongest first team. So you're saying Laurent could beat up Mensa?
Definitely got a shot. I think people underestimate Laurent, but he's actually incredible at jiu-jitsu. I don't know if this is – I think they posted about this, actually, so I think this has been told. But we did two jiu-jitsu sessions.
Hold on. When was this?
Throughout the season with Laurent. We did it once in preseason. I was not there for that one, but we did it a second time over the summer. And – we would do a lot of double days, so we'd have like two training sessions in a day. Yeah. We would do that a lot. And so one week he decided to replace one of the double days with a session in the morning and then a jiu-jitsu session in the afternoon. And so he brought in his sensei and we did jiu-jitsu for like an hour and a half in historic Crew Stadium.
That's really so cool.
And I can honestly tell you, my partner was Noah.
Oh, God.
This is another one for Noah. My partner was Noah. Noah would have to run for his life if he ever got in the ring with Laurent. Because I was better than Noah, and I was horrible. And Laurent is 1,000 times better than all of us.
God damn. So.
No, you don't want to get Laurent mad at you, because if she gets the chance, he'll, yeah.
Damn, imagine how that Toronto ref must have felt.
I think every opposing coach that had to look down the line and see Laurent Courtois like busting out of his t-shirt is probably pretty intimidating.
Oh my God. I mean, all right, I'm gonna ask you a question. I don't know if you're allowed to comment on it. We've had people not comment on it, and then we had Tristan say whatever it was. So it's the Toronto ref. I don't know. It's up to you if you want to comment on it or not. So it's the Toronto ref during the playoffs.
Okay.
I can already hear where this is going. There was a point in time when all the fans got in trouble.
No. Again, stop using absolutism. It was you, Kyle. You were the one that got in trouble, not me, not anyone.
It was like me and two other people for cussing out the referee with megaphones, but, you know, we don't need a...
Yeah.
So that leads into the question of how much of, like, the fans can you actually hear?
Good question.
I never hear the fans.
Oh, so you block them completely out?
Yeah, I mean, you can hear like the noise level because there's points when it's harder to talk to your teammates. So I definitely am comprehending how loud it is, but I can never hear words or anything that's said verbatim. It kind of just comes in as like just one constant sound.
Good. That's
the focus, yeah.
So I'm going to bring this up. So at the final, there is the sign that said, oh, I forget what it said.
We pull up?
No, it was a Philip Quinton. It was Philip fucking Quinton. That's right. So did you ever see that?
Not only did I see that, I have it in my bedroom right now. The guy who made it, TK, he gave it to me after the game. Shout out to him for making it. But now I now have it in my closet, so it'll forever come with me wherever I go.
That's a new one.
That is new, yeah.
Did you see that one during the game, or is that just like?
No. Never during the game.
Good.
I
talk when you're ready.
I guess so. I went over to the Nordic after the game when we were celebrating and saying hi and thank you to everyone. And TK handed me the sign, and so he said I could keep it, which is pretty cool. But then I walked back over, and my family had come down on the field, and so I got over to them, and my parents were asking me if I'd seen the sign that was hanging in the stadium for me. And so I showed it to them that I'd taken it with me, and they were so excited that we took a photo. Like, it's me, my mom, and dad holding up this sign with my grandma and grandpa, too, I think. And so I took the photo, and then afterwards, I texted it to my siblings, and they were curious, like, whether or not my grandparents found the sign funny or not, but... No, it was awesome. So yeah, I still have it. It's in my room. I'm not gonna ever throw it away. So it's perfect.
Fair enough. I'm running out of questions. KO, do you have any more?
This one kind of funny. It's kind of based off of something that Tristan said yesterday. So mentioned that while he was eating a meal, Laurent came over.
Oh,
took his beanie off. Is this like some unwritten rule that you can't have a hat on or something?
Not unwritten. It's pretty well known. Like, Laurent he just doesn't like when people wear hats at the table, like when we eat. So we eat. I mean, we eat so many meals together that sometimes guys get away with it. But if he sees you eating with a hat on, he'll take it off or ask you to take it off. But yeah, he does not appreciate that.
I mean, he earns the respect.
Absolutely. He's a very respectful guy. He has a great amount of respect for the club. He has a great amount of respect for us as human beings and individuals. And so in turn, you know, we try to show him and the club that same respect.
I mean, yeah, if you don't respect him, you're just going to get like flying kicked or something.
Exactly.
I would hate to get in a fight with him.
Yeah.
Oh my. I would love to see that though. Just him versus JT.
That'd be bad.
That would just be funny. I just want to see JT would just get punted across the field.
Yes, something would happen and it would not be pretty.
All right. So I have one more question. So you are the tallest one on the team, right?
Correct.
So what did you? So I'm guessing you guys, or like the guys that made you and JT go next to each other. How big is the difference between you two?
I'm 6'6". JT is 5'2", 5'3".
Or is that what he claims he is?
He claims he's 5'7". He's actually 5'2", I believe. So yeah, I don't know. He comes up to my kind of mid sternum area, I would say. But I don't think we've ever gone into a aerial duel against each other or anything. That's probably doesn't really help either of us. So
no, I'm not sure he would win many of those either.
I hope he would win zero, but
I think not against you, against many other people.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, he does not win a lot, but he's obviously a pretty crafty little player, so he's got a lot of other tricks up his sleeve.
Yeah, he can just run right through half the team's legs.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, just him versus Insigne on a header.
Yeah, Toronto was scared to allow that to happen.
Hey, next year.
Yeah, exactly.
Just some random 5'2" just beats Insigne on a header.
I think he's probably close to there, right?
I'm sure it's happened. Yeah, I'm sure he's pretty close to that.
I'm pretty sure Insigne, is he smaller than Verratti? He might be. I know those two are small, so that's why. Caleb, do you have any last questions?
No, I do not.
All right, I have one last question, and it's one that we've asked. One.
That's right.
What is your cheat meal during the season?
Interesting. I'd like to say I'm a pretty healthy eater. I don't know. We do like homemade pizza night.
Ooh.
We did that throughout the season, I think. So maybe that can count as a cheat meal.
Sounds good.
We also me and some of the guys I live with, we like to go for ice cream runs. So. Like maybe that's more of a cheat meal, but I don't know. I'm not a big believer in cheat meals, to be honest, but that's another discussion.
Fair enough. And then Caleb, you had a Halloween question that you asked Tristan. That
was right. Okay. So, obviously this is kind of going against what you just said, but
this is from like when you're little.
Yeah. Well, we'll start from worst. What is the worst candy you could receive at Halloween?
Okay, when I was a kid, it was definitely those. Oh man, what are they called?
The healthy fruit. The healthy. What are they called? Tootsie Rolls. Those are horrible.
I guess if we're going like answers like that, I would say like, I mean, occasionally you get like a toothbrush, and as a kid, it's like, that's just.
Where in the heck did you go trick-or-treating?
I don't know. It's true. That happens.
No. It happens all the time. No. Okay. But the actual worst candy I think I could receive as a kid was those Almond Joys.
Fair.
I was never too excited about getting those.
I was just giving them to my dad.
Yeah, but, like, you don't want to give away candy, you know? You want to get stuff that you can keep, so.
Yeah, and then what was the best candy you ever, like, that you could receive?
I was, I had two. My favorite candies were always Skittles and Snickers.
Dang it! Still no Kit Kats.
Kit Kats. See, Kit Kats. Such a versatile candy. It's like no one's going to hate it, and it's always going to be there for you, but it's also never going to be anyone's first choice.
There you go.
So there's others that are a little more polarizing, and you kind of, some people love them, some people hate them. And then there's like the undisputed goats of the candy world. Kit Kat's just like the level right below that. It's no one's going to like name it as their go-to, but it's going to be in everyone's like top three, top five.
I mean, if you get it, no one's gonna be mad.
Exactly, that's what I mean. It's like it's a top candy, but but very few people have it as their favorite. Which I guess maybe you do. So I should stop talking.
Oh well, I think that's all that we have. Unless, do you have any questions for us?
No, I really appreciate you guys having me on, and I know, like, I appreciate the support you give to our team too, because I know the guys really like your podcast. They like.
Ooh. Wait, hold on. Are we in the group chat?
I'm sorry.
Did we make the group chat?
You know, you might have to get Marco on, and he'll decide that one. I don't think I have the authority to say who goes in the group chat and who doesn't. Oh. But
I mean, we've had Marco on.
Yeah. Okay. So then maybe you got to bring him back and ask him. But
or I can get Jason.
I'm gonna just say anymore because Jason's, Jason left us. So
that is true.
A little bit of fire thrown right now.
No, for Jason left us for bigger and better things, but you don't get to determine what goes on in the Crew 2 group chat or Crew 2 locker room if you're in the first team group chat and first team locker room now. So
that's a good point.
But he did. Jason and Mo made the drawings because they're part of the OG Crew 2 squad. But
fair enough.
I mean, actually, I have one question. So, did you guys follow Crew 2 from the beginning?
Mostly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I have a question because I don't think most of the guys on our team could complete this. But how many people from the first starting 11 in Miami do you think you can name? No cheating.
Oh, boy.
We asked guys on the team this the other day, and there was. A lot of people could not name all 11 players.
I believe I can name probably 10.
I think I can name them.
Okay, let's hear it.
Kale, you go first.
I was going to start in goal, but it's one of the two.
I'm pretty sure I know the goalie.
It's a 50-50, but I'm just going to go with the locks. I'm pretty sure you were starting that game. Is that correct?
I was starting, correct. Okay.
1 out of 11.
Where's the one?
Kyle,
no changing your answers. Be honest.
I have mine ready right here.
Okay.
I think Mo was playing that game.
Mo was playing. What position was Mo? Was Mo playing?
We have to name the positions.
No, I'm just curious.
Oh, I would
assume probably wing back, right? Wide midfield.
No, not correct. But
okay. No, he was a winger that game.
Also not correct. Continue, though. This is why it's so difficult.
Oh, God. Okay, we'll go.
Me and Mo.
Noah?
Yeah.
I thought he was saying no, I'm not going to lie. God, this is harder than you think.
It's very difficult.
That's why I made you go first.
Because I know Noah was originally the starter over Russell Rowe, but was he playing that game? Start? I don't think so. Play? Maybe.
What's the answer?
Oh my God, bro! I feel so bad. I'm just going to go straight out. I'm going to say Schulte played that game, Patrick.
No, it was Brady.
Yes, I got that one right. Damn.
That's three? So you still have three?
You still got three, right?
So I just get to keep playing, right?
Yeah, you're three. Oh. Yeah, you got the goalie wrong. It's okay.
Jacob Erlandson, maybe?
No.
How do you know? You looking it up?
No. Ooh. I know who the other fullback was.
The other fullback? Pretty sure he's a center back.
Sorry. Who was the other center back? Oh, it would have to be him.
What was the formation that day, or is that cheating?
3-4-3.
Okay.
Oh, that changed my mind.
I want to say either
Isaac or Michael were in midfield. Ankang or Vang?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which one
was
now?
Was it one of them? Or?
It was in the midfield, it was only one of them.
50-50.
Yeah, in the midfield, it was only one of them.
Ankang.
Yep.
Okay.
There's four.
We'll go with two. We'll go with Jake Morris.
Nope.
Dang it, man. We'll go, I don't know, at this point.
Are you tapping out?
No, I think I got a few more.
It was a very interesting lineup. That's like, it was the OG Crew 2 lineup, and I don't think many people remember who was a part of it. So that's why it's fun to ask.
Was Wodski starting that game?
Nope.
No, he was with first team.
That's right. Oh, man. I'm failing miserably.
All right, let's do it this way. So we played a 3-4-3.
Okay. Yeah.
Brady was in goal. As we
decided. I still have to go.
I know. I'll help. Here's what I'll do, though.
Okay.
I was playing central center back. Mo was playing right center back.
Okay.
Who was the left center back position?
I know this
Kyle one. Or Caleb can answer.
Will Sands.
Will Sands.
Not Will Sands.
Yeah.
Really?
If Zawadzki was with the first team, so is Will.
Was it Strachan?
It was not Strachan.
Yeah.
He came this season, right?
Strachan was there the whole year, but he was.
Oh.
So it wasn't him.
It's not. It's definitely not Tristan. I can get that one out.
Not Tristan.
Who the? What? I couldn't tell you.
All right. The left center back position was Nolan.
What?
Nolan Miller was left center back. He was an academy player.
No comment.
All right, I'm back. Okay. I'm back. Had a slight disconnection.
All right, midfield.
Oh, did you guys get the defender?
Okay, midfielder. It was Nolan Miller.
Oh, shoot. Oh, there are.
And I said no comment.
Yeah. Okay. So we had
I don't think he played another game for you guys. Oh, yeah. He follows me. Later. He follows me. All right. Yeah, midfielders. Marco Micheletto.
Yeah, Marco and Isaac were the center midfielders. And then the wingbacks.
Oh, Abdi.
Not Abdi.
No, it wouldn't have been Abdi.
I'm so sorry.
Who? Oh.
Hold on. All right, we're good.
Who could that have been?
Wide mid? I mean. Oh, I think I know one. I think I know one.
All right, who?
I think Quinn Elliott played before he went off to Louisville, so I'll go Quinn Elliott.
There you go. Left wing back, Quinn Elliott.
I remember that one.
Yo.
I'm pretty sure it's not Gano. Wait.
Gano was not at right wing back.
But was he playing?
No, he wasn't playing that then. No, was it?
Gano was playing. He was one of the wingers.
Oh.
So I know. Okay, I'm going to do the wingers, though, because I know the top three.
Okay.
Noah.
Yeah.
Jason.
No.
No.
Really?
I knew that.
Not Jason.
Okay, Noah, Gano.
Yeah.
Zion?
No. Good guess. You've already mentioned this person at a different position.
No, Isaiah would have been first team. Michael Vang?
Yep.
He was playing striker?
He was playing – Noah was playing striker.
That was back when Noah was our nine.
Yeah.
Now, who's this wing back?
I'll give you a hint. He scored the most clutch goal of our season.
Gano.
Okay, I guess we'll define which one we think is more clutch. The other
okay, I'm sorry. Most the clutch one that put you into the finals is clutch.
Well, I would say that the one directly preceding that was we needed pretty badly, too.
Oh, shit. Who was that?
Jordan Knight.
Jordan Knight. There you go.
Yes, sir.
Yep, that was the... That was the original Crew 2 lineup. I don't think anyone on our team could guess who that whole 11. So
have you done this to Laurent?
Ooh. There's not a chance Laurent knows it. I did it to one of our assistant coaches. He couldn't guess it.
You need to do this to Laurent and just get it on recording somehow.
I don't know. That could go one of two ways, I think.
Just have Noah backing you up.
I don't want Noah backing me up.
I'm not sure most people would want Noah backing them up.
If I'm taking anyone to anything with Laurent, I'm bringing Marco. So
Marco's just going to make it. No comment.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
This is your podcast. Why are you no commenting?
Because it's Marco.
What's Marco going to do?
We gotta have him back on, you know.
Yeah.
You could say just about anything, and I think he would still come back on.
And you gotta give the man peace before he gets married.
That's true.
That is true.
Yeah. I gotta
you gotta, get, you gotta get him a wedding gift.
I'm just gonna.
All right, Kyle. I got a job soon, so.
No, we're going to IKEA and we're buying him meatballs.
IKEA?
That's actually brutal.
I don't think you're gonna be able to find meatballs at IKEA.
Yeah, you can. The Swedish meatballs, they're incredible.
Wait, Swedish meatballs?
If you've never had the meatballs from IKEA, you should try them.
Dude, I didn't even know. I thought it was just a furniture store.
No one on that team better take my idea.
I don't think anyone has that idea.
We should definitely do that then.
Yes. If we get invited to the wedding,
which will not happen.
I'll just send them with Noah.
Yeah, send them with Noah.
Just get a post-it note from.
We'll put it on his PS. We'll put it on his Xbox.
Oh man!
All right. Well, thank you again, Philip.
Of course. Thanks for having me on, boys.
Really great talking to you guys. All right. Have a great night.
You too. See you guys.
See ya.